This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Okay, I'm delighted to have back on the broadcast today a young lady that has been on before, and her name is Bethany Bilbo, and today is going to be a very special day for her.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We, I really love you.
Hey, Bethany.
Hey.
Do you like that song?
I love that song. That is one of my favorite songs.
And so today is your wedding day. What an honor. Yeah. What an honor it is to be able to have you on the broadcast today, because you're going to go to the chapel and get married tonight, and you are marrying a young man by the name of Joshua Rasmussen, and so your name is going to be changed tonight, right?
Yes, sir. I am very excited.
it's such a delight. I've known Bethany Bilbo since she was a little girl, Gene and I. And we love her so very, very much. We're so excited that you have met your Isaac. We've met Joshua, and I've met Joshua, and I certainly love him. And the reason we're having you on today is because you visited last time about young ladies waiting for their Isaac to come along, waiting for that right person. And the last time we visited with you, you had not dated anyone in 5 years because you were waiting, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And it's sure an honor to be here on the air with you today. And I just, want to encourage young women. I think that's very important what you just said about waiting, because I think that our generation encourages women to be the aggressor in relationships, and it's contrary to what the Word tells us as believers, that the Word specifically says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and it's not that we're supposed to be seeking God and pursuing what God has called us to do in our life, and just trust in the Lord that God is going to bring the right man into our life. And I think that that's huge. I'm 29 years old, and, some people may think, oh, maybe that's a little bit older than what you should be getting married, young, but I just know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Joshua is the right man for my life. And, God just brought him out of nowhere into my life. And, there were times, in my single season where I could, get discouraged and, wonder, like, God, where is the right one for me? But I just have to know, and, just to encourage, young women who are seeking after God to just keep pursuing the things of the Lord, and God will definitely bring the right one at the right time.
Mm-hmm. So you've waited all of these years, I know, for to marry the right person. You've had another opportunity or two, but you just knew it wasn't right.
That's correct. And like you said, you have been speaking into my life for so many years since I was a little girl. And, God has, gave you specific words of encouragement to me that has helped me. Mm-hmm. And, I think that's really important. There was definitely other opportunities you know, in my life, but they're just, you know, you have to have that peace. And it's just like, you know, I've always heard people say, oh, when you know, you know, you know, and I was like, that's not really good advice, you know,
right.
But it is true. And God would just, you know, the Holy Spirit is a gift that's given to us from the Lord. And when we receive salvation, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that takes up, that comes and lives in us. And the Holy Spirit is that beautiful gift. He is, you know, is a person, and that He will guide us, He will protect us, and He will give us discernment. And, you know, it's sometimes, you know, for people, it's not, you don't know automatically, you know,
right.
You know, like, is this the right person? But, you know, you have to walk it out, and you have to seek the Lord in prayer. And, you know, I think that it's definitely important to get in alignment in mm-hmm. under a spiritual covering mm-hmm. that, you know, of people who do tune in and who, like, to the Holy Spirit and who have discernment to help you in those things. And, you know, and like you were just saying just a few moments ago about the right timing, you know, our timing is not the same as God's timing. And a lot of times in our life, you know, we feel like that, oh, we want to move forward in God, we want to move forward with our life. And so we think that what's going to make that complete is having, you know, our spouse, you know, which that is true. That's our teammate. That's, you know, what we're supposed to, you know, seek God for. But the timing, like you said, is such a huge thing. And, you know, I think that when you just begin to focus on God and pursue, you know, what sometimes people think that when you're in your single season, that, like, you know, being single is like, you have a problem, you know, because mm-hmm. you're single.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an opportunity to begin to pursue the things that you can't necessarily when you're married. For,
right.
you know, because once you're married, it's no longer just about you. You can't just, you know, go and have, you know, do all these other things. And I think, like, with people that have been in my life and with my teachings and stuff, the two singles, I always say that being single is not a sickness. You know, it's an opportunity, and it's mm-hmm. a season, which means it's a temporary thing. And for some, that may be, you know, a long, it may not be 29. That may not be when your season ends. It may be 35, or it may be 21.
That's true.
But it's just a season, and to try to just trust in the Lord, you know, and, you know, sometimes that's hard to trust in the Lord, but we have to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to know that He knows all things,
yeah.
and that He's going to bring the right person at yeah. the right time in our life.
Yeah, waiting 5 years and not even dating, because I know that you're a beautiful young lady. You're a singer, and you're a great preacher, and you have great
Thank
personality.
You.
And but not dating for 5 years, that must have been very difficult.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. I you know, it was difficult, and like you had said previously, there were opportunities, you know, even in that, where I could have dated other people. But, you know, I was just at the place that, even though, you know, I was like, I'm tired of the decoys, I guess mm-hmm. is a better way to say that.
Yeah.
I just was at the season in my life where I'm ready for God to bring the right person. I don't want to waste my emotions, you know, on other relationships that, you know, maybe we don't even have the, like, the same goals, you know, and just to say this, I don't know if this helps anybody, but just because they go to church and because they label themselves as a Christian
right.
doesn't mean anything, because, you know, who you align yourself with will determine your destiny, and who you marry will determine your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly, strongly believe that, because when you, that's a covenant relationship. And sadly, in this generation, it's taken very lightly. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a generation where, you know, everything is temporary. Nobody wants to commit to anything. And that's not the way that God has intended that. You know, God intended for, you know, for one man, one woman, for life. And that's his design, and it's not to be broken. A covenant relationship is not to be broken, just like our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a covenant. It's not intended to be broken. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like you were saying, there was opportunities in that 5 years. Were there times I got discouraged? Were there times where, you know, a lot of my friends were maybe going out on dates or maybe, or seeming like, you know, they got married and they're having children and we're the same age. Were there times where I got discouraged? There were times I got discouraged, but mm-hmm. what I did was I had to keep reminding myself, you know, God is not a man that he should lie, mm-hmm. and his word does not lie to me. Mm-hmm. And I had to keep reminding myself of his word, reminding myself of even words that have been spoken over my life, words that you, Brother Dale, have spoken over my life throughout the years, you know, and just reminding myself and be like, you know what, I gotta, you know, pursue the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. to establish his kingdom, you know, and then he is gonna bring the right, all the other pieces together yeah. into my life. And that's what happened. And a year ago, I'm getting married today, and a little bit over a year ago, Joshua walked into my church. I had never seen him before. I didn't know anything about him. And we just became friends. It wasn't like, you know, oh, we just immediately started dating. We became friends first. And, you know, we went, you know, like, just hung out with my parents and other mm-hmm. people for, like, a few months. And then we started dating, and so it was just kind of, it really did happen out of nowhere. And, you know, of course, you know, I remember when I was a little girl, I used to always think, because my mom got married at 21. I was like, well, that's when I'm going to get married, mm-hmm. is at 21. Well, you know what? Yeah. It didn't happen that way, because God had different plans.
Right.
And there were things in my life that God was trying to develop me into so I could be the best wife for mm-hmm. my spouse. Mm-hmm. And there are things that we have to go through in life to prepare us for that season, yeah. you know. And so hopefully, you know, I just want to be an encouragement to young women to stay encouraged, to trust the Lord, and to know that, hey, you know what, I'm going to pursue God and establish his kingdom with everything I have in me. Yeah. And while I'm chasing after the Lord, God is going to bring the right man into my life.
Well, I know that's exactly what happened. What qualities were you believing in for your husband to have? What qualities did you have written down, or were you declaring to the Lord? What were you looking for in a husband?
Okay, that's a great question. And actually, since I was 12 years old, I had written in my Bible a list of things that I was looking for in a husband. And of course, definitely, you know, I wouldn't date anybody unless they were a Christian, you know, and that mm-hmm. was a huge thing. And I know some of my friends in the past who were Christians, maybe even with the same church I did, you know, maybe they wouldn't date people who were Christians. And I think that's really, you know, in the Bible, it talks about being unequally yoked, and that so many different, that teaching can go so many different ways, but definitely has to be a believer, a spirit-filled believer. You know, and I have a real hunger for the supernatural things of God. And I put on one of the many things I put on my prayer list is for someone who was hungry for the supernatural things of the Lord and believed in miracles and signs and wonders and was hungry to pursue God. And is definitely one of the many wonderful qualities that Joshua has. And in addition to that, was someone who loves my family. I'm a big family person. I'm very yeah. close to my family. My family's in ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm actually in full-time ministry with them. And that was huge to me, because I wanted them to have a good relationship and be comfortable. Here's another thing that's really big to me is I haven't dated a whole lot, even though I'm 29. You know, I haven't maybe dated about three other people aside mm-hmm. from Joshua. Mm-hmm. And just because I've always been really focused on where I'm going in life. And one of the other things I put that was a huge thing to me on my prayer list to the Lord was that someone who was comfortable with who I am, someone who was comfortable with with the anointing that God put on my life, and they were not going to be, you know, threatened by that or try to suppress me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I take it very serious that, you know, we're accountable for the things that we do in this life, and we're accountable for, you know, the anointing that God has put on our life. We are accountable for what we do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it so serious that even if, say, for example, you know, if someone were to marry and that spouse were to suppress them and not allow them to go and to fulfill the call in their life, I believe they're accountable for even that, for marrying the person who would do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are things. And Joshua knows who he is in God. He actually, I mean, since we became like a dating couple, he would support me the places that I would go and I would minister at. He would make even sacrifices to be there. And I wasn't like, hey, you know, you have to be there, you know, nothing like that at all. It was his desire. Very supportive. And I of him, too, of the things that he's doing. He's a very strong believer, very much a man of faith, and reads the word and prays all the time. And I'm definitely a man of prayer and hears in the spirit. And the list could go on and on of the things that I prayed about in that camp that I found in Josh.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's so important to write the vision, make it plain, even in that, you know, and to pray over it out loud.
Yeah.
You know?
And Joshua is, he's 35 years old, right?
He is.
And what type of a wife has he been waiting for? I'm sure one just like you, Bethany. But he's waited a long time.
Yes, sir. He sure has. And it's funny you say that, because he tells me all the time, you know, you're so perfect for me. God saved you for me. And he does say that, just what you stated, is that that everything that he prays for, that he found in me, you know, and we're not perfect, you know, but the thing that makes the relationship work is that we both are seeking God, and we have a wonderful relationship. Like, we get along really good, and I have a kind of a strong personality, and he does too, but what's really cool, how God just, you know, when he put us together in a relationship, is the fact that the areas that I'm more strong in, he's more laid back in, and vice versa. And so even in our personalities, God matched that up to be great. And we have a very strong relationship. And I know it's going to get even stronger, because we're both seeking after God, and we're under a spiritual covering that's going to help us and push us into what God has for us. And I like you said, I think that's so important to not just want a spouse, but to pray over and declare
but
that.
I like what you said about having confirmation approval from your family. And of course, your family, I've known them for many years, and Garland, Beverly, Bilbo, your parents, and your brother and sister-in-law, and I know that I know you had confirmation from them, particularly from your dad, right?
Yes, sir. My dad. I'm very, like you said, I'm very close with my family, and then I have one sibling, a brother who's older than me, and my sister-in-law, she's amazing. But my dad, you know, I think that's really important, that my dad has put his stamp of approval on it. And Joshua went and asked, this was very moving to me, is that he asked, of course, my parents for approval, you know, for my hand in marriage. And my parent, you know, my dad, you know, my dad's a very strong man, you know, but he's teared up with that process.
Uh-huh.
My dad has been crying ever since, you know, Joshua proposed to me, just because our family is so close. Not tears of sadness by any means, tears of joy.
Yeah.
And yes, sir, but my family, you know, and that is important. You know, I think that to have your parents' approval, and you know, that is your first covering, so to speak, you know?
Right.
And for them to bless you, and for you to be released into your new season, Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. And actually, Joshua and my dad have a wonderful relationship. Joshua lost his father. He passed away this February. And Joshua tells me all the time, well, your dad's my dad. Like, they have a very close relationship,
which is great. Beautiful. Yeah, that is great. Well, I know it's very, very important for a young lady to have, regardless of her age, to have her parents' approval, because, you know, I know that someone does not just marry an individual, they marry into the family. And I believe there's so many young ladies that do not seek the counsel of their parents, their particular father. And, I think that is the wrong choice to take. But when you have the approval of your family, and tell us how Joshua proposed to you.
That was something. I was actually, and I'll try to keep it short due to time, but I was really sick with bronchitis. We had just come, my family and I hosted a conference. We just got back home from that, from Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We just got back home. I was really sick with bronchitis. Had no idea. Like, I thought maybe you'd be proposing at some point. Well, anyway, it was completely when I least expected it, because I was really sick. And Friday night, we always have our date night. So he took me to this nice restaurant that's here locally. And I was blown away. We walked into the back room. The hostess told us that they don't have any room in the main dining room. You have to go in the back. And so I was like, what is this about? And so we went to the back. He opened the door. There was this table seated for 8 people. And then, that was for me and him. And then our parents and my brother and my sister-in-law. And there was 12 bags, silver bags, huge bags on this table with a dozen roses. And I was like, what is this about? Oh, my goodness. I was blown away. Kind of knew what was happening when we walked in the room. And in those bags were a different pair of shoes, like, for example, flip-flops, or another one was rain boots, high heels, et cetera, et cetera. And what it represented, he told me, is the 12 months in the year, and that there's different types of seasons that we walk through. And that he wanted to walk through those seasons with me. And then the last shoe was this gorgeous heel, and this gorgeous shoe, and it was only one shoe in that box, and had the ring box in it.
Wow.
And then he got down on one knee and proposed, and I said yes.
that is amazing. And so I believe that it's worth the wait. What would you say to young ladies about waiting, keeping their virginity, and what would you say? I know that is a tremendous sacrifice in a very immoral atmosphere that we have in our nation. But what would you say to young ladies about keeping themselves pure for their husband? How would you encourage them along those lines?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, I have a very, very, very strong convictions regarding that topic about abstinence. And I speak to young people all the time about that. For myself, you know, I am a virgin. I'm 29 years old. And I'm not bragging by that by any means, because, you know, hey, if you've made mistakes, that's okay. God forgives. But for those who, you know, who haven't, and God forgives and can make things new is what I'm trying to say. But to keep yourself from that point on, and for those who haven't, you know, maybe have experienced that, my passion is to encourage you to continue on that path. I think that's so, you know, not only what the Word talks about, and it's not only what God, you know, states in His Word about that, about living a life of holiness, not that we're perfect, but to strive for that. You know, I think that's such a huge thing to me.
Yeah.
Because you know, we need to save ourselves for the right person that God has for us. And because it doesn't open up doors. You know, I believe in soul ties. And I believe, you know, and I do believe that soul ties are not only formed through that way, that they could just be formed, you know, other ways too. But I think that when you keep yourself pure, you know, that's the way that God intended it for. You don't have to go through all of the, you know, all of the memories and to fight through all of those different things that you go through. And it's just the way that God intended. So I just encourage, you know, temptation. Jesus was tempted. You know, the 40 days passed, the enemy came and Satan came and tempted him. So that doesn't, being a Christian does not keep us from temptation. But when we resist those temptations, the Bible says we resist the devil and he shall flee and the enemy shall flee. And I just believe that everything is worth the wait. Just as you were stating, is that, you know, God has shown me through this whole process, through my single season. Now it's at an end today. Today, I'm going into a new season and I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But I am so grateful that, you know, I have saved myself for this, for my marriage, and for I don't have to fight through all those different things that, you know, that others may have to, that have gone through certain situations, and I'm just blown away at what God has done in my life because of waiting.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you, Bethany. You and Joshua,
I had the
opportunity to spend some time with both of you a few weeks ago when I was there ministering in Gonzales and New Orleans, Louisiana. And before you go, and before I say a prayer for you, I'd like for you to say a prayer for young ladies that are waiting for their husband, waiting for their Isaac. They may be discouraged, may feel like they're getting older, however it may be. I just want you to pray for them right now.
Yes. I would be honored to. God, I just thank you for today. Lord, I just thank you, God, for these wonderful, beautiful women. No matter what age, if they're young or been waiting a long time in their single season, God, I just thank you that your Holy Spirit gives us guidance, it gives us comfort, it gives us peace, God, and it will bring the right person into our life, the right man, God, that you have set aside for us. God, and I just cancel every assignment of the enemy off of their lives this morning. God, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will bring hope, that you will restore hope. You will restore dreams, God, and give us, encourage our spirits, our hearts today, Lord God, that we can walk the walk that you have called us to, God, that we can begin to even say and begin to speak over our future spouse and to declare the things, God, that even that we're looking for, God, in this spouse, and that we know that we want, God, and we know that we need in our life, God. And I ask that you just encourage them. God, for some, it may be a long season. Some, it may not be a long season. But God, we want your perfect will in our life. God, I just ask that you would just encourage them, help their faith to rise, for them to be able to learn how to trust in you always, no matter the situation. God, I just give you praise. I give you glory for your work, for testimonies, God, of women who have made a stand to wait for the perfect man to come into their life. God, I just give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, I speak a blessing upon Bethany Bilbo and Joshua Rasmussen as they are married tonight there in Louisiana. And I thank you for Bethany and Joshua for waiting until the right person came, the one that you have chosen, confirmation from their families. I just bless them tonight. I pray that the ceremony will be anointed with the Holy Spirit. Give them a wonderful honeymoon. And I know that the will, plan, and purpose of God is going to be fulfilled as this couple works together. And I ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, I've just... I've just played a song by you before the broadcast begun, and so now I'm going to play a couple of songs that you love and you requested.
It's for
you. Like this song?
Yeah, I love it.
Love you, Bethany. Thanks for being on today.
Okay, love you too. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.
It's very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Okay, there you have Nat King Cole, and that is Ask Bethany Bilbo, what her two favorite love songs that I could play here on BPN on this Friday, the day of her wedding. She gave me these two songs, and this is the other one. I trust that you've enjoyed the interview, and here's her other favorite love song. As we congratulate Bethany Bilbo and Joshua Rasmussen, their wedding tonight. We dedicate this song to them.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
There's a battle raging over this land. A deep damage in the people. But pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. But God has stretched out to heal us. This I know. This I know. This I know. This I know.
Changes. That seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. But I will call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise. I run to Him and I
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes.
The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord of all. Yes. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is Lord of all. Yes. Jesus is Lord of all the earth.
It's a good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes.
The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King.
And I say Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Jesus. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Let's shout it out. And I say Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Jesus.